dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, and Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A few people in Congress understand that war and are more instrumental to it coming out right than our guest in this segment. She is Ileana Rose-Leighton. She is a congresswoman from South Florida, a former chairwoman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, now the chairwoman of its Middle East subcommittee. She is a force to be reckoned with, and thank God she's on our side. Welcome back, Ileana.
Hey, great Frank, thanks so much for the invitation. Love to be on your show.
Great. Well, I know one of the things that you have really brought to your leadership role in the Congress is an awareness of, concern about, and engagement with Latin America. And at the moment, it seems as though the wheels are really coming off the train in Venezuela with some very ugly developments taking place. Tell us what's going on there and why it should matter, not just to, obviously, Venezuelans, the people in the region, and for us as well.
Well, thanks so much, Frank, and I'm glad that you touched on this because although in my community in South Florida, there's a great awareness of the folks in South America and Central America because we're the gateway to the Americas and what's going on in the Caribbean, Cuba, et cetera. I think that for the rest of the country, people say, Venezuela, what? Where is that? And what does it have to do with me? And actually, it has a lot to do with the United States. It has a lot to do with our national security. It has a lot to do with Reagan's Peace Through Strength initiative that many of us still believe in, and being able to be a force for good elsewhere. And in Venezuela, we had a disastrous dictatorship under Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez was the so-called president of Venezuela, who ruled with an iron fist against his political opponents. He shut down television stations that disagreed with him, literally shut them down, shut down newspapers that criticized him, and had a managed economy that turned out to be a disaster, like all managed economies are. And he considered himself a Marxist-Leninist and a socialist. On any given speech, he was something else, but definitely not a democratic leader. And it showed with the number of political prisoners that have been arrested. Then he passed away from cancer, and another fraudulent election took place recently. And Nicolas Maduro, a bus driver, was elected president. I handed to Secretary of State John Kerry during one of his appearances before our Foreign Affairs Committee, proof of electoral fraud. But of course, the United States, through Secretary of State John Kerry, did nothing. I don't even know if we've actually recognized the Maduro government. We sort of have a let's ignore this guy and maybe the problem will go away. And why does it matter? Well, Maduro took up where Chavez left off, except he has been ruling with an even tougher fist at throwing more people in jail. And the student leaders throughout Venezuela, young people, have taken to the streets, especially throughout his tenure, but especially this past week, and I mean in the thousands and tens of thousands. And today there's going to be another mass demonstration of students out in the streets saying, we want freedom, we want democracy, we want our rights restored. And Leopoldo Lopez, who's a leading opposition figure, has an arrest warrant out on him, and he says he will lead the march up into the Ministry of Justice and will turn himself in. Today could be a pivotal moment for the future of Venezuela. And unfortunately, Frank, what's happening in Venezuela, we see it repeated in a bad way, not that the people are rising up, but that the autocrats are taking control. In Nicaragua, where you have Daniel Ortega, he changed the constitution so he could run again. And he's ruling with an iron fist. The Castro brothers, that goes without saying. But Rafael Correa in Ecuador, many people don't hear about him because he dresses in a suit rather than, you know, the olive green military uniform. And he's horrible in terms of democracy, and Evo Morales in Bolivia. So you have all of these folks who belong to this group called ALBA. They're the ALBA countries, and they're anti-freedom, anti-democracy, anti-human rights. And watch out, we get so much oil from Venezuela, we've got to wean ourselves away from that.
And we've got problems coming from this part of the world, needless to say, with our open borders and the difficulty we have in even understanding who's down there. And in that regard, Eliana Rosleitner, let me ask you about a nation that has become much, much more prominent in our hemisphere, in all of the countries you've mentioned, I think, and others besides, namely the Islamic Republic of Iran, as it's called. There have been reports,
absolutely,
of course,
right,
lately of Iranian warships beginning to operate in our waters. But what does Iran have going on in these countries that compounds the danger that you've just described, Eliana?
Well, absolutely. First, they've had a very big footprint in Venezuela. They had been daily flights from Tehran into Caracas, Venezuela. Now those flights are being routed through Turkey and other places. But we don't know what Iran has been shipping to Venezuela. Is it arms? Is it people? Are there terrorists? We have no idea what's going on. Those are the phantom flights that we never hear about. And then they've got consulates all over Latin America, the Islamic Republic of Iran consulates. Now, you've got to think, what are the consulates for? Usually it's to do passport service and visas. Well, I can't see a huge number of Latin Americans traveling to Iran. Obviously, those are make-believe embassies and consulates that are really operations for espionage. They're not going to be for democracy and, oh, let's print the Founding Fathers' documents and Simón Bolívar's documents. I mean, they are fronts for nefarious activities, and that we will never know what's going on there. But for those folks who think Iran is over there in some other part of the world and South America is another part of the world, no, no, no. South America is right here, and Iran is right here,
yeah,
with them.
A base of operations unquestionably burgeoning. There have been reports about ballistic missiles being deployed,
absolutely,
by Iran in Venezuela, which is just staggering.
And let me tell you something, Frank. Just this past summer, people did not know about it, but Cuba had a freighter, North Korean-flagged vessel, filled with military equipment, including MiG jets and missiles, et cetera, that Cuba was funneling through the Panama Canal. Thank goodness that the Panamanians stopped it. They inspected the vessel, and it was found to be in violation of UN Security Council resolutions. So you've got North Korea very much involved in Cuba, and it was not the first time that this frigate had made this journey. And this is a mysterious North Korean ship that keeps popping up at different locations in violation of international law where it's supposed to be tracked.
No
so
good can come of it.
You've got North Korea and you've got Iran, and they want in on Latin America.
Yeah. Our guest is Eliana Rosleitner, and she is the chairman emeritus of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs and chairs now its subcommittee on the Middle East and North Africa. Eliana, speaking of North Korea, there is a report just out today from UN investigative panel. I'm not sure that it's breaking news exactly, except that it is somewhat newsworthy that even the United Nations is now recognizing the magnitude of the horror that North Korea is, a horror to its own people and a threat to the rest of us.
I was quite amazed that they put out this report,
yeah,
about the flagrant human rights violations. Of course, people who believe strongly in freedom like you and me, we're not shocked by this, but agencies of the UN, they don't exactly stand for freedom, democracy. They want to say they do, but it's really become a place for dictators to take over an anti-Israel, anti-American agenda. But they came out with a report that details very strongly the horrible human rights abuses that are going on in that Kingdom.
Yeah, it reminds me of this old story about the broken clock. It's right twice a day. Even the UN
That's
can
right.
get
Even
this right
UN
every once in a while.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Eliana, one other thing that I'm sure is on your radar scope, especially with your portfolio in the Middle East, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood has been rolled up in Egypt. It's an ongoing process, but there's a serious crackdown on a group that has very much us in the West in their crosshairs. Very quickly, do you think it's advisable for the President of the United States to be selectively enforcing the law so that if people of the Muslim Brotherhood stripe, for example, who have engaged in only, quote, limited, unquote, material support for terrorism, can gain asylum here?
This is very worrisome because it will grant so much flexibility to the folks in charge of allowing people or disallowing people into the United States. We had an ironclad law that didn't seem to be a problem, and now we've loosened it up so that if they've had limited ties, then they can come in. And what I worry about more than anything is the flexibility and the subjectivity of that kind of term. Well, how do you define limited, and who will define it? So we've kind of given up on our right to secure the borders and let it fall into the hands of Joe Nobody, who's going to decide this person has limited ties. Okay, come on in. So if I were a Muslim Brotherhood person, I'd want to make sure that I'd get some of my guys into this immigration service.
If you got the President of the United States on your side, maybe you don't even need that. Eliana Rose-Layton, we've got to go.
Well,
thank you so much for your service.
Well, let's talk again about Venezuela and the Alba countries. We got to wake people up and let them know what's happening.
Amen. We'll keep on it.
All right. I love you, Frank.
God bless you. Next up, intelligence professional Daniel Gallington joins us to talk about the challenges we're facing in his part of the battle space and how we're faring.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.